When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bills, Jets, 1 o'clock Sunday, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. It's go time, buddy.
Let's do it.
Let's say you want to watch the game.
Oh, yeah. But I want to be entertained.
Oh, that's...
I want to go beyond the game.
That's great.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai.
And then the entertainment.
I'm super entertaining while watching a game. Like, we're going to look at the screen
watch
quietly.
Watch that stare.
Everyone make no noises till the game gets exciting. I'll be at Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai, 1 o'clock Sunday. Delicious food, fantastic drink, and me.
Look at that.
We'll see you Sunday. Home field advantage, WCMF. Tommy made his picks this morning.
Yeah, buddy.
Trying to bounce back from a 2-3 week last week. Joining us as they do every football Friday. And I encourage you right now to log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Tommy's very excited.
Yes.
Well, because one of your heroes, too.
Oh, yeah.
From 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. First in studio appearance this year, Mike Danger. Hey, Danger.
I know I'm not one of his favorites. Who's his favorite?
Favorite? Like people?
Yeah.
Like celebrities? I got a lot of them.
Like?
I like a lot of singers, like crooners.
Oh, no kidding.
Like Dean Martin.
Sure,
he was a good one.
Yeah, he was good.
Tony Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he packed him in right to the end.
Well, hey, let's not talk about the underrated ones. You're Joey Bishop's, right?
Joey Bishop was a very funny guy.
Yeah, but the one who led them all.
Yeah.
From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
What we got over here?
Please welcome Ryan Duffy.
Oh, it's great to be here, my friends.
So he is sitting here today being fat me.
He's dressed better.
As the Bills head to New Jersey to take on the Jets.
Who we got?
We have... all be Frank Sinatra. How'd you not see that one coming right out of the game?
I was thinking what you'd say, but it didn't come to mind, and that was a good one.
Would you like to break down what he is wearing, please?
He is basically Frank Sinatra in full crooner outfit. The tie's undone, cocktail in hand, the hair's on point, the outfit is all black. It looks sharp.
And
he looks like it's at the end of the set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, they're wrapping things up.
This is Ryan 5 minutes into a wedding reception, by the way. Listeners are already getting in. Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. All right. So we'll start with Danger. That game last week, I would argue, is the greatest game that's ever happened in that stadium. More so than the greatest comeback of all time. But that's a debate to be had another time. Danger, as fun as that was, we do have to realize the Bills gave up 40 points to the Baltimore Ravens. And as we speak, Derrick Henry is still running in Orchard Park. That's a concern against a Jets team that has a good running back and a mobile quarterback,
yeah,
right?
And Cole Bishop is like planting roots now in the turf because he was planted so deep by that Derrick Henry stiff arm. Breece Hall is a good running back, and there is talent on this Jets squad, and they showed some of that last week, albeit in a losing effort. There's no moral victories in the NFL, they keep saying, but
sure.
The Jets are going to take that as a moral victory that they hung with Pittsburgh. But there is talent on this team. Don't want to take anything away from Hall. Don't want to take anything away from Garrett Wilson. There's some talent on the defense as well.
We turn to, as Rich writes us
on
Instagram, Beef Shank Sinatra.
All right.
Ryan. I mean, this Jets team is a new-look Jets team, right? You have a defensive coordinator in Aaron Glenn. Who knows Josh Allen? He's played him each of the last 2 years. I mean,
who doesn't know Josh Allen, baby?
You're not going to get the ability to surprise a new head coach in your division. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Was that a question? That wasn't even a question.
The fact that Aaron Glenn, the new head coach of the Jets, is familiar with Josh Allen, does that give you pause about him being able to be as effective as he would be against a new head coach in the division?
I don't live my life in pauses. There's no way if you knew Josh Allen left from right, up from down, he's going to make you pay one way or another.
Daniel writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, and I did it my way. Let's get to our first pick from Tommy this morning on CMF. Over under 99.5 rushing yards for Breece Hall.
I got to figure McDermott's going to shore up this run problem.
Why didn't he do it during the Ravens game?
Okay. It's hard to do it in a moment.
I love how you think there's you can just take a wrench and like twist something and be like, oh, fix it.
He's going to crack some heads come Monday morning, man. He's dragging these boys out of the bunk and get it out on that goddamn field.
Those not even words. You may not have your best defensive tackle.
They're shutting that kid down.
For God's sake.
Ain't happening. Taking the under.
What are you basing that on?
They're going to shore up the problems that they have.
Who on the defense steps up, Tommy?
Who else comes up?
Who steps up on the Bills' D?
Whoever replaces Ed Oliver.
Yeah,
I'm guessing it's going to be Young. Young's coming in. If it's not Young, then it's going to be probably Worthy.
So to be clear, you are under 99.5 rushing
yards. So frustrated, I'm ready with you.
For Breece. You're just the dumbest man I've ever met. All right, Danger, the not-so-great news. Ed Oliver in a walking boot out of nowhere yesterday, not putting any pressure on his foot. He was the one-man defensive line last week, game of his career. Over under 99.5 rushing yards for Jets running back Breece Hall.
Yeah, you know what Sean McDermott would say all week long. Next man up, next man up. Somebody's got to step up. How about a Deion Walker game? How about the rookie making a big, big play?
You sound sexually aroused. How about Deion Walker?
But think about Deion Walker.
You like the way I say Deion
Walker. Did you see Deion Walker at camp? You remember him at camp, right? Like 6'8", 490 pounds, however big. He's massive. Just a mountain of a human being. Put him in the center and let's see how Breece Hall does. Against that defensive. I'm going under.
Oh, you're going under. Okay. But Danger. Sorry.
Come on.
Oh, I can't believe I cut you off from come on.
Well, give me some credit
over
here.
What are you doing, Morrison? No. Come on. Danger, but here's the thing, man. You lose that Oliver. You also have two other defensive linemen that aren't active because of suspensions. You're down to your fourth defensive tackle starting the game, Danger.
Starting the game,
maybe,
Danger.
Kind of. Shut up.
Starting the game, Danger. Come on, Danger. Play the game, Danger.
All right, so you're under 99.5 rushing.
Yes, sir.
We turn to old Blue Cheese.
Jimmy Dean Martin.
Ryan.
Ooh, what?
Breece. Breece Hall, in four games against the Bills, has gone over 100 yards on the ground twice. He shot 50%, over under 99.5 yards rushing for Breece Hall.
Did you know there was only one game last year where Breece Hall went over 100 yards? Who did they play? The Buffalo Bills. I got a feeling that the Bills are still going to pull this out, but I'm taking the O.
So you're over 99.5 yards on the ground for Breece Hall.
Yes.
Okay. Steve writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Fly me to the moon, pie. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning on CMF. Over under 1.5 a pick for Josh Allen on Sunday.
I don't see him being rushed or panicked or having to win the game on one throw. So I don't see him getting picked off at all.
Ooh.
I mean, this kid's going to be in control. It's going to be cruise control, Josh.
Oh, my God, man. The Jets D is not bad. I know they gave up 40 points to the Steelers, but they can get to the quarterback. They have talented corners.
Everybody's talented in the league.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
They're all professional, you know. Any given Sunday, ask Al Pacino. He ain't getting picked off, bro.
Okay.
You can put goggles on him. He'll be fine.
So Tommy tells it like it is, week two, here on a Football Friday.
Goggle Josh.
On CMF. He is under 99.5 yards rushing for Jets running back Breece Hall. He is under 1.5 an interception for Josh Allen. We turn to Ryan on a Fish Friday. Ryan, the team that Josh Allen has thrown the most interceptions against in his career, the New York Jets, 11 interceptions in 13 career games. Whoever is defensive coordinating, head coaching, playing, Josh always struggles in the Meadowlands, over under 1.5 an interception for Josh Allen.
You gotta remember the power that love and relationships bring to make you a better person. And with Josh Allen just getting married and being in the Big Apple, he's gonna be a boy on the town. and he's in love. No chance. He's throwing a pick. I'm taking the under.
Ooh, look at me in the family pack.
Well, it's funny because Yee writes us, Dean Martin and the snack pack.
Okay. Many packs.
Danger.
Pick your pack.
Josh Allen is 8-2 in his last 10 games against the Jets. However, he is only 3-2 in the Meadowlands, over under 1.5 an interception for Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'm going to go under on this.
Oh!
That guy's dialed in. He was dialed in from the moment that, I mean, look, if something, go ahead, you want to say something.
There were two drop picks in that first half. And I mean, I'm not playing, it happens. But let's not pretend like he played a flawless game up until the fourth quarter.
He certainly wasn't the reason why they were down
15. I agree, but
ooh,
it's not
ooh,
like...
Ooh,
okay,
ooh,
go ahead.
No, I like his game. I know I said this last week, that when he saw probably like Jalen Hurts kickoff game score a couple of touchdowns, like, I think Josh Allen is going to play with that chip on his shoulder. Like, yeah, I won MVP last year. It wasn't enough. I'm going to win MVP again this year, and we're actually going to get over that hump.
Okay. Mike Danger, Ryan Duffy. Hanging out with us, recapping Tommy's picks on a Football Friday on CMF. Let's get to our third selection from Tommy this morning on CMF. Over-under, 6.5 catches for Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman.
You got to tell me that whole damn game he can't catch that ball seven times.
That's a lot.
And all he's got to do is catch it.
He had his career high with 8 last week.
All he's got to do is catch it.
Yeah, we're not talking touchdowns. Just catch it.
Seven catches in the NFL is a ton of catches.
Josh could do that. Throw it to the kid.
Josh does like to spread the ball around. You never know who's going to pop in a game. Jackson Hawes?
He had the catch of the game.
Is that even his name?
Yeah. Of course I've expected this is a good game for us. He's going to get 7 catches.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So to be clear, you are over 6.5 catches for Keon Coleman.
Give him a funny guy. Very funny, positive young man.
All right. We start with the, according to Francis on Instagram, chairman of the charcuterie board. Right, in 2 career games versus the Jets, Keon Coleman, 3 catches for 26 yards, 3 catches for 27 yards. Over-under, 6.5 catches for Keon Coleman.
There's no doubt that last week was a coming-out party for Keon Coleman. But I will say that they had to throw the ball a lot toward the end of the game.
There's not even any cadence in his song. He sounds just like Sinatra. You know how I feel about this.
Yes, I do.
So because of that, I think that there's going to be more defensive focus on Keon Coleman. So I'm taking the under.
Not bad.
Baby.
He does bring it home.
He does.
I mean, yeah. Danger,
mm-hmm.
The 8 catches last week were a career high for Keon. Before that, it was 7, so he would be matching his previous career high by going over under 6.5 catches for Keon Coleman.
No mention of Sauce. We didn't talk about Sauce. Sauce was down a little bit last year, right?
Yes, he was, yes.
Sauce was down last year, but he got paid this offseason. I think Sauce is a factor.
Oh.
I think Keon goes under, and I think the Bills also try to, you know, everybody eats, goes, you know, it's a mantra moving forward. Everybody eats.
Sure.
You know, I think they leaned on Keon maybe more than they wanted to last week.
Okay.
Can't win them all. I'm going to stick with Frank over here because you got me and you got too much skin.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because Steve writes, you've got me just enough potato skins.
Much better.
All right, let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 7 points or more?
So you're asking me, are the Bills going to win this game?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what he's asking.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to win this game, Pat.
That's great.
Yeah.
So they're going to win by 7 or more.
Well, 7's a lot of points, right?
Yeah.
And you're saying it's like a slap in a Jets face.
I would say this.
Well, that slap's going to hurt a lot worse when it's a goddamn Jersey blowout, baby. They're blowing Jersey out of the water, man.
Okay.
They ain't got a shot.
All right.
They'll be left crying in Bayonne.
We turn to Ryan. Dan writes us on Instagram. Fly me to the moon, but you're going to have to pay for 2 seats. Ryan? Do the Bills win? Do they cover the 7? And is it a blowout situation?
This train has left the station and we're just getting started, baby. I think this is going to be a massacre.
Ooh.
In favor of our Buffalo Bills. So I'm going to take the over.
Hey, has anyone else noticed he's just doing my way for every pick that he's doing? Right? He's just saying words and then he finishes it with my way.
No toots.
No one gets to hear your face, stupid. Well, kind of, but not the way you think.
He's thinking about it.
Danger. <It's working. laughs> The Jets scored a whole bunch of points on what's supposed to be a good Steelers defense. They also allowed a whole bunch of points on what doesn't look to be a good Steelers offense. Do the Bills win? Is it by seven or more? And is there a bleh?
I think the Bills win. I think it is by seven or more.
Oh.
I don't have it as a blue.
Oh, but it's so close.
27-20 Buffalo.
27-20. Oh, all right. So it could be a little dicey towards the end there.
Oh, I think it's going to be competitive and dicey. Yeah, I think it could come down to the very end, but I think the Bills pull this one off. I don't think the defense looks as bad this week as it looked last week, partially because Justin Fields is quarterback in the New York Jets.
Okay. Let's get to our final pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF.
Not so fast. Put your little paper down. Bills blowout, buddy. Because I say at the end of this game,
I say
in the fourth.
You're doing
I
Kennedy
say,
every week, though.
I say at the end of this game, you will see Mitch the Bitch finish out the fourth quarter of this game. Josh will sit down, take his goggles off, and enjoy a nice, refreshing beverage on the sideline.
Not going to happen.
Mitch the Bitch will be out there during the fourth quarter.
It's not even a brave bonus pick. You used to take risks, man. I used to like this show. I used to like listening to this show. You got soft. Man.
What do you want, like Springsteen to come down and give Josh a hug?
No, it's not. I don't want that.
Yeah, maybe that'll happen.
No, it's too late. You already made your pick. You're sissy. And it's not going to happen anyway. They're not going to, after week two, not playing Josh in the preseason, put Mitch Trubisky in this game. And
it'll be out of the hands.
Out of control? It'll be out of the hands.
Out of control.
Out of the hands.
It's out of control.
There's nothing we can do.
Yes.
Danger, do the Bills win by so many points that Mitch Trubisky gets playing time on Sunday?
And we also want Josh enjoying a beverage on the sideline. Is that beverage, is Gatorade included in that?
I just said beverage.
He made the pick.
I didn't call the beverage.
So any beverage.
Any beverage.
Mitch Trubisky. I'm going to go no.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to go no.
All right, danger's out. We turn to Ryan as Frank Sinatra this morning. Christopher writes, I can't wait to hear Ryan's hit song, I want some more pulled pork, pulled pork.
That's how you bring it home, baby.
Ryan.
Yay.
Does Mitchell Trubisky, because of a blur, finish this game?
I agree that it's going to be a blurt.
Is that a blowout with a Jersey accent?
A blurt. And I would not want nothing more than my little Josh to be putting his feet up on the sideline. I'm going to take the yes. I agree with the pick. It's not an over or under. So I'm going to agree.
All right, so I split.
Yeah. Much like his pants.
I'm wearing sweat.
Danger.
Yeah.
What do you the
what you got going on?
Thank you. The Sports Bar, 3-6 weekdays, 95.7 The Fan. What do you guys got?
We're
going
live
on
today. We're gonna be you guys know about Remedy, Finger Lakes Gaming Racetrack. That's where we're gonna be broadcasting live from today. This afternoon we're gonna talk to Dan Lieberfeld, who is the host of NFL Radio and also Jets Confidential, so we'll get the last minute scoop on what's going on in Jersey with the Jets.
Confidential, bro. Ooh,
very confident.
You're not supposed
keep
to
keep it down.
But they
hush,
got it.
Hush, hush. On the QT.
Down.
Yeah.
They got it. Ryan, and the newest episode of Let's Go Duffalo up, ready to roll. Where could folks find that if they want to catch it?
You could find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts at let's.go.duffalo. Also on social media, Instagram and TikTok. And I just want to say that no one has pointed out that Danger and I have the same haircut today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that.
Dage.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yay.
Always a pleasure.
Good to be back.
Great to have you.
Yes.
Go Bills.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Look, we're all about... Yeah, that's us. That's
Yeah.
We're all about trying new stuff.
Sure.
Right, new foods. Like, we're very open-minded.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to trying this.
You gotta broaden your palate.
I just didn't know that in America, or even anywhere outside of, like, some Asian countries, this was an appropriate thing to eat.
Sounds... I guess some of it's cool, some of it's not, and that's where the story came from.
What happened?
But it seems like here in the States, there are places where you can go and buy this.
Oh,
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Did you know?
What's that?
It is legal to buy shark meat in the United States of America.
Certain types of shark. Well, the one thing that was illegal, I thought it was shark fin meat.
Okay.
Because of how they harvest it.
I'll go even further.
Because I know you can eat shark.
I understand. I've never seen anyone eat shark.
Yeah, but I didn't know that, I guess. Yeah. I didn't think you could eat shark here.
You can.
I didn't think it was on menus.
But it's cut like into steaks.
So you've had shark before?
Yeah, in Florida I have. Yeah, I haven't. I'm from a sunny area.
Ooh.
I'm from the tropics.
Ooh.
I grew up near the beach.
Ooh.
And there was a golf course.
Nah,
and my father drove a Cadillac.
Not impressive anymore.
But yeah, like, I didn't think that was a normal... meat.
But shark fin meat is illegal, or at least it was.
Okay. Well, going with the shark meat, just in general, you can also buy it at grocery stores. Are there grocery stores in America? Or
there
in
must
America?
Be.
I mean, Wegmans
in
might Rochester. Have it.
You think I would have seen shark meat at Wegmans. I do look at the weird meat sometimes.
I know you do, but it's usually Saturday night.
So, I feel like
and
if
that's
any...
on the street.
Yeah, we got it, man.
Hey, Sharky boy, what you got coming over there?
Rest in peace, by the way. Rest in peace, Sharky boy.
If anybody's Wegmans is going to have it, it's going to be yours.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'll walk through the strange meats like the bisons and the ostrich. I've never seen shark meat.
I don't think I've seen it at Wegmans.
Okay, the reason this comes up is on Wednesday, there was a study published in the Frontiers in Marine Science Journal magazine, which we subscribe to.
Love that.
And they did DNA testing on the shark meat that they bought in North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, and Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And then 10 jerky products they bought online. Now, by the way, the meat that they bought in these cities, they bought from grocery stores.
Yeah.
They found that 31% of the shark meat they bought were from 4 endangered or critically endangered species that you're not supposed to be hunting.
Oh.
Hammerhead, scalloped hammerhead, taupe, and shore and fin mako sharks.
So these people were getting shark meat that they didn't even know was rare. They thought they were getting like a different type of shark.
It was mislabeled.
It wasn't labeled that actual
So it was illegal.
Thing.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So you were eating maybe hammerhead shark and you didn't even know it.
Yes. Yeah, so there were also other vulnerable sharks that aren't supposed to be hunted. Spinner lemon.
The sissy shark.
Black tenno. The Tommy
Shy shark.
Shy shark. Stop.
Quit. Cut it out.
Stop.
Don't look at me.
Stop it. And the Pacific angel shark. So here's the thing. It says that not only is this putting the shark's health at risk, because, you know, you could wipe them out, it also puts consumers that are not aware of what they're buying at risk, because they could have allergies, could be things in the fish.
You don't know what you're actually buying.
So this study is kind of sounding the alarm on people who eat shark meat, saying, hey, it could not be what you think it is, which is funny, because I've never met anyone that eats shark meat on a regular basis.
No, sure. No.
So, like, who is... I get, like, okay, I understand.
Well, if you
like,
live in the South and you fish, it would be a different story, sure.
Wait, you catch... People eat sharks they catch?
Yeah, so you... I knew guys that fished that caught sharks. I mean, you would catch them just fishing out in the ocean, you know what I mean? Just because you're trolling for fish.
How do you clean a shark?
Quickly. Sneak up behind it, maybe buy it a drink first.
Boo. A lot of shark sodomy going on in this discussion.
No, I knew guys that they did catch them. But that... I'm talking also 40 years ago.
And guys used rope belts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a lot of rope belters.
He's riding it on your cord, bro.
So when I worked in the seafood department at Winn-Dixie, this is 1,000 years ago, it was so funny. So we had a license, of course, to sell fish, a permit.
Yeah.
But all it said was license to sell seafood of any kind.
Oh.
That's all it said, of any kind.
So you could sell anything.
Well, anything you caught and pulled out of the water, you could sell it.
So that would be shark.
Yeah.
Did you ever sell shark back then?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And it's got a really, obviously, thick skin to it.
Well, yeah, you can make all kinds of jokes about sharks. Doesn't bother
me. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
I mean, does it all taste the same? Like, how did you know if it was good meat or bad meat? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it's
a,
it's
I wouldn't even know what's a good shark. What's
it's a,
bad
it's
shark.
A, it's a, it's a, it's like a white meat.
Well, you okay. know what it tastes
it's like?
Like
a white chicken.
No, shark, stupid. It's a shark.
Oh, sorry.
We got Instagram messages coming in with the story. One, you can buy shark meat legally in the United States. Mm-hmm. Two, they sell it at grocery stores, although no one has written us that there's a grocery store locally selling it. But this study done by this marine journal says that people are unknowingly eating these critically endangered sharks. They're all mislabeled, and you may not have any idea buying shark. So Jen writes on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, keep in mind sharks pee through their skin, and if you buy a shark steak, you have to soak it in milk for hours to remove the pee. My sister did not know this, cooked it in the microwave, and let me just tell you, the entire house smelled like burnt pee.
I never heard that.
Also, you cook shark in a microwave? I have so many issues
with this. Yeah, you really ruined a microwave for many months.
Well, like
soak shark in milk to get rid of the pee,
even though
a shark's in water, salt water before.
Why would we not
trust why would
Jen?
You need milk? I don't know. There's a lot going on here. I guess I don't know. I'm not a shark expert, but that doesn't sound right.
Look, I want to be on your side, Kimmy, but earlier this morning you thought the Geico Gecko was Australian.
Fair
and
enough.
You insisted it. You made fun of us, and look who looks
I was
stupid.
Actually mad at you guys for thinking that he wasn't.
Baron Von Butt writes us, he must have had shark. He says, turns out lone shark, the least tasteful of all the sharks. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to one of our favorite people in the world. Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah. I got something I forgot. But anyways, so when I was like 10 or 12, my older brother went down on a fishing trip down in the Gulf of Mexico and caught a hammerhead and brought it back. We shipped it all up and had a cookout with the family.
You know,
and it tastes more like steak than anything else.
Oh, because you've never had steak.
I have steak all the time, Tommy.
All the time, Pat.
Like
have a steak
mom.
Right now.
I have your mom every night, too.
So you're standing behind Pat? You're getting Pat's
sloppy
seconds
here?
Off of my mom?
What did I? Oh, wait, no, it's your mom. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, okay. We'll go ahead. It smells like a shark is what it smells like.
But you can't even get
smells like salt water and pee.
Also, why the hell is Jen's sister microwaving? That's
look,
disgusting.
A lot of things happen to the world. I will say this. Yeah. Well, this story makes sense, Tommy, because I don't know if you know, Ben forgot to mention, he flew the shark home alive.
Oh,
to
really?
Keep it fresh, right? And 10-year-old Ben, he was the one that was responsible for putting it on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
And he was holding it with the face towards his own face. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. My mouth sounds like pee now. Get me to the microwave.
Great to talk to you, Ben.
Have a good one, guys.
There goes Ben.
Your mom, man.
Brutal. Brutal. There's something about a shark. I'll eat anything.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I saw them girls.
Shut up.
Boy, my house smelled like pee all the time.
Well, yeah, because I kept
West Side shark pee.
I kept microwaving them.
That Sharknado set you had going on.
I think
we're
I would.
Losing him.
Yeah, he's
we're
done.
Losing him.
He's done. Well, look, he made it with 13 minutes left on a Friday. I'm very proud of him. I would feel uncomfortable eating. I have an idea of what a shark feels like in my mouth, and I don't like it.
Seems like it'd be tough.
Yeah.
No, it's the meat. The skin is, but the meat isn't.
Yeah.
So do I eat it with the skin?
Eat a fish.
No.
No?
I mean, I usually thought that skin came off when they grilled it.
Well, I don't know, because every other fish I've ever had, most of them you eat with the skin on.
Some do, some you don't. Right.
Yeah. What fish do you not eat with the skin?
Like swordfish is completely skinned.
Never had swordfish.
You've never had swordfish?
Where would I have had swordfish?
Your buddy gives it to me all the time at the Wegmans.
My buddy, I worked with him 20 years ago. Yeah, Jeff, he's
you
a great dude.
You don't have the hookup pet?
Worked with him 20 years ago. Yeah, and I can't just walk in and be like, hey, man, I haven't seen you in 20 years. Can I please have some swordfish?
All right.
I'll meet you out back. Have you ever had swordfish?
I have had. I've had like
grouper.
Ooh! I've never had grouper either.
Oh, my God. What do you do? You don't eat? You don't eat food?
Nobody in this town eats seafood like this.
It's not often,
yeah, Wegmans sells it. They sell it at your Wegmans.
I have a question. Let's say I want to eat shark for dinner.
Yeah.
You don't buy a whole shark, right? Like
you
buy
get the whole
part of
thing,
a shark. Right? How much does a shark feed? Like
it's cut like a steak.
Okay. So
it could be like an inch thick.
I'd buy like a slice of shark.
Yeah.
Okay.
One shark slice,
please. I
didn't
know like how they sold it.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, George Eastman's there watching you eat the shark.
Yeah. I say, hey, come on, get them jaws in there, baby. Let's go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You like that? I like that white meat. Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Smells like pee.
I'm kind of into that.
Yeah. He's just making noises at this point.